This is Will's Band of the Week for January 17th, 2024. Hello, and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with David from the Brooklyn Bureau.
I'm here.
And Jason from the Monona upstairs room at the Green Monster.
Hello.
Is that the satellite room?
Yes, it's the midwifery office room.
So, like, if you're recording in the Green Monster, and you have a, you know, like a, I don't know, temperamental guitarist, and he's going to play a solo or something. You're like, you could send him up into the satellite room, like where you are now, right? But like a, it's like right. A booth, a recording booth.
Yep, send him straight up to my wife's office. She'll love it.
When you start doing the, producing and fun stuff like that.
Yeah, I've got to move into that as a side project, I think. Start offering all these slick bands I think are getting too well produced in my basement studio. We'll change things up for them.
Absolutely.
Yeah, those hot bands are going to show up and say, we want to be produced by the guy from Red Pants.
That's right. I look forward to it happening.
Help our reputation.
Well, they want to get on all the top 10 lists on Will's Band of the Week.
Right.
Okay, this is so exciting, right? Isn't this great? I couldn't believe it. Like, I've done this. I'm sure I've done this in past years, where I just say, "Hey, if anybody's got a top 10 list, send it to us." You know, and we'd get like two or three, right? We got
right.
Literally, we got
three or four maybe in the past.
This year, it's 10. We have 10 people who responded, and it's just so great. And the lists are great, right? I'm sure you guys have, studied them. Very, very seriously, because we're such serious music journalists.
I'm learning from them every time I look at them and up something else.
And so we then I think we did a listener special last year, because I couldn't remember if we did, but then I found a playlist that I had made of the 2022 listener favorites. So here we are, 2023. This is going to kind of blow 2022 out of the water, I think. It's just so good. And then, of course, we had so many with 10 lists, and we had, let's see. Well, Jonathan gave us songs, but he gave us 20. Everybody else gave us mostly, I think maybe one was a top five, and everybody else gave us top 10. Yeah, so there's literally like 100 things to choose from here, 100 songs. So,
100, yeah.
So I went through it, and I kind of, I don't know, somewhat arbitrarily devised a playlist of just stuff that was fun, either stuff that we've never heard of or stuff maybe that we featured on the podcast and then we kind of forgot about and then realized, hey, wait a minute, this is probably worthwhile. So, oh, God, it's so fun. So
before you jump in, I can give you the stats. Would you like to hear the stats?
Sure, that'd be great, yeah.
All right, so we have 20 artists who appeared on two or more of our emailers' lists. And about half of these also appeared on some of the regular correspondence lists. But these are I have the list here of the 20 repeaters. Do you want to, should I go through the whole list?
Or? Sure. Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. It's Beirut, Youth Lagoon, The Tubbs, Yellow Tango, Beach Fossils, Sufjan Stevens, The Clientele, Sea Blight, Floodlights, New Pornographers, Anatomical, Anna, Slow Dive, Bedroom, Daughter, Nation of Language, Bully, The National, Bat Boys, and Blonde Redhead, and, of course, Red Pants.
Awesome.
That's crazy.
We have super repeaters. The super repeaters are The Tubbs and Yola Tango with 4 mentions each.
Wow.
Sufjan, Slow Dive, and Nation of Language, and Bully with 3 mentions each, and all the rest are 2. So the super winners are the Tubbs and Yola Tango. And I believe Yola Tango was on Jason's list as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And
the Tubbs are making their first appearance here, and they're making it with almost half of our emailers.
So. Yep. Did anybody, none of us had the Tubbs? Is that right?
Not in the top 10, but I think they were a favorite of Craig's. I think he saw them live and really liked them.
Yeah.
So some of this is just showing Craig's behind the scenes high level of influence that he has. Because the other one was Floodlights, was a huge Craig favorite. Let's give a shout out to the participants in this episode. So we've got Bart, Jonathan, Nick, Kevin, Felix, Jorge, Greg, Brendan, Walter, and Jerry. Did I get everybody? I think I did. And we'll touch on like whose lists, who had, you know, certain things on their lists and things like that. And the only thing bad about this is it's still a bunch of old men, right? Like, we have no female listeners. We have a few, but I guess just the aging rocker male demographic that we have. Can't.
Well, I'm sure Jem is out there listening. Jem, you should be sending in a
Yeah, why didn't she send us a top 10 list? Come on. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't get a list from our friend in LA, but she was busy. She's been busy getting married.
Oh, Sarah, right. Yeah, she got married. Yeah. See, we know that. You follow social media, you know, like, people's actual lives, right? All right. The clientele were mentioned prominently, and I know that Chris had the clientele on his almost made it list, and they're kind of an old favorite of mine, and they had
almost made it list too. Yeah,
yeah, and they their album was so long that I listened to it maybe once or one and a half times through, and then it was the following week, and I had more music to listen to, so probably didn't do it justice. But let's play a track from the clientele's album, I Am Not There Anymore, and I picked a track called Claire's Not Real. That's the clientele. That was number one on listener Bart's list, and was also on Jorge's list in no particular order in his top 10. Yeah. So very cool, the clientele. Solid pick. All right, so next on my list here, I have the Tubbs that we mentioned. They were vaulted toward the top by the listeners. Yep. And let's see who we have here. From the listeners nominating the Tubbs. Bart had them at number 5.
Right.
And Greg had them at number 6. And let's see, where else are they?
Jorge had them at number... Well, Jorge didn't number his, so Jorge has them.
And Greg's got them at number 6. So they're really solidly in prominently featured.
Brendan's number 10.
So there you go.
Brendan, who's from Australia... said he couldn't believe that the Tubbs were not an Australian band, which I assume is high praise coming from an Australian.
Oh, Brendan's list was so funny because he had so much commentary. There was some great commentary, wasn't there?
Yeah, he wrote us like 2 pages worth.
Oh, and who's the guy who has the friends who are the music industry executive people? Oh, God, that was fantastic. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. We're not gonna put a bunch of personal information in here, but just it was so fun. Okay. Let's play a track by the Tubbs. Here is a song from the album Dead Meat called Wretched Lie. That's the Tubbs, and I have a comparison. I know who they sound like, and I think I'm at Barrett's standards on this. I think he would say the same thing. There's a band from the 80s that they really sound like. You guys got a guess? Jason's too young. Like, he was probably like 4 years old or something.
Yeah, I'm going to be embarrassed that I didn't get it because I can feel it in the back of my head, but I can't figure it out.
There was a band from North Carolina called the Connells. It totally sounds like them.
I didn't get that one. Sorry.
Totally sounds like the Connells. So there you go. There's an aging rocker reference for the people.
I was going to say Lou Barlow's voice. Like, the voice reminds me of Lou Barlow's. But
don't you love how Nicholas has like kept the Lou Barlow thing going? I love it.
I started listening to the podcast. I had listened to a little bit of it, but I had sort of fallen off. So I have a year's worth of podcast listening to do on the Lou Barlow podcast. It's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, Nicholas spoke really highly of it. Okay. All right. Next we have Beach Fossils. And I know we talked about them and I really liked the album. And it was kind of like, okay, I'm glad somebody decided that this Beach Fossils album is worth featuring. So let's see. Do we have one or two Beach Fossils nominations?
That would be two. Jonathan is one, and
Nick has him at number 8.
Oh, and Nick, yes.
And Jonathan nominated a song, so let's play that one. Beach Fossils, this is Don't Fade Away.
Wonder if you found your way.
Beach Fossils. That was kind of a comeback album, right? They were, you know, I don't know, it'd been a few years since they put something out, so very good. Sounds like Real Estate, right?
Oh yeah, it does. A little bit.
And they're generally a little bit, they're like a faster Real Estate. just really good. Really good. So all right. So next, you know, you probably figured this out by now, listeners have figured this out. I just put together a playlist of a bunch of songs. It's going to seem kind of arbitrary, but I tried to, you know, include some of everybody's picks, so everybody got at least a couple, I think. So this next one is one I don't think I'd ever heard before. I think they're coming to South by Southwest too, so that made me kind of excited that, you know, maybe we get to see them.
From Australia, from Newcastle, Australia.
They're called Dust, and is that the right band, David?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Not
and
dust.========================└└└└└└└└└└└././└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└└
That songs, I don't think, yet. So it's kind of cool. Maybe it'll be like the Wet Leg of 2024.
They have an EP out with some singles. That's it.
Okay, that's cool. Jonathan picked a song. It's called Joy Guilt. So here it is. That's Dust. I think if I go down to Austin and I go to a gig and they just play only that song, I'll be totally happy.
that was good.
Isn't that cool?
I liked that.
Yeah, it's great.
That was some good talking.
Yep. Talk singing.
Yeah. Have you listened to anything else? Is it all talk singing?
I can't remember. I think I sampled a couple other things, but not enough to do it justice.
I found them on the Bandcamp. I'll do some digging myself.
So,
I checked. You are correct. They are coming to Austin. They've already appeared at South by Southwest Sydney, which we missed, unfortunately. The real South by Southwest.
Do you see how this is shaping up? This is all a bunch of great music that is just as good as any of the stuff that all of us picked, right? It's just, there's so much great stuff. So, all right, Jonathan also had Mandy Indiana on his list, and I kind of thought they deserved a mention. So speaking of Austin, I saw 10 minutes of their set, and it was like the greatest bang for your buck 10 minutes. There were strobe lights going, and it was just like wild and cool. So here's Mandy Indiana from the album that we did not feature, and now we are, called I've Seen a Way, and this is Drag Crashed. It's Mandy, Indiana. You get the idea, right? Picture the strobe lights. And there's a lot of surprise elements, you know. And
I've heard the word industrial use with reference to Mandy, Indiana.
Yeah.
Like bringing back industrial rock.
Yeah. It's fair enough.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah. Anyway, cool band. All right. Next on my list, I have Bedroom, spelled B-D-R-M-M. So you can Google that, and you'll find the band immediately. Right?
Well, better than spelling it correctly, which would get you probably no Google results that were worth anything. So
on the, you know, it's interesting, right? What is Googleable and what is not? Like, remember that band called The Music? That was actually a band. All you have to do is Google the music.
Right here, we've got Bully. I mean, imagine trying to Google Bully. That's not going to get you very far.
So my friends put out an album. I'm going to feature it soon because I love it. But they've got a song on the album called Money on Sooner. And I was thinking, okay, what does that mean? Money on Sooner. Like, okay, they could be betting on a horse race and there's a horse named Sooner, right? But I don't know. So I thought, oh, is that a phrase that you would know? And so I did a Google search in quotes for Money on Sooner. And like the third result was my friend's album. So it's like nobody ever uses that phrase. So it's kind of cool. They probably didn't realize they were creating this great Google searchable thing.
Aren't there the OU Sooners? Maybe they're betting on one Sooner.
What? Oh, right. The Oklahoma University.
Yeah, or is it OSU? I can't remember which one is which.
OSU is the Cowboys, I think, and OU is the Sooners.
Okay. So
money on right. Sooner, yeah. But it would only be one player then,
yeah,
instead of the whole team.
Betting on the quarterback.
Exactly. Yeah, I think you've got it. Maybe that's it. All right. Bedroom put out their second album. I really thought it was really good. This is another Craig favorite. Their first album was sort of, I'm going to say, sort of slow dive shoegaze. And the second one, they started to sound kind of like Radiohead in a kind of a cool way. So it's all cool. So Bedroom was number 10 on Nick's list and number 9 on Greg's list. And so, okay, it's not right at the top, but I thought, yeah, it's worthy. So here's Bedroom. The song is called We Fall Apart. Bedroom. So, you know, you can go see Bedroom in a 500 capacity venue or maybe 1,000. Or you could go see Radiohead in a stadium with 72,000 people. So, come on. Pick the small venue. Go see Bedroom.
So, I have to give Nick the Finger on the Pulse Award because he has 10 artists, and every single one of them has appeared on someone else's list. So he has his finger on the pulse of Will's band, the Will's band community.
So he gets the finger on the...
He knows where the bodies are buried, so to speak.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's great. Yeah. It's like the wheelhouse of the... See, the listeners almost have it better than we do, right? It's fantastic. All right, we're going to go...
number one is Slow Dive, so he's obviously a shoegaze guy also.
Yep. Okay, so I actually skipped over a song in my playlist. I'm going to go back now.
Bedroom at number 10.
All right, we're going to go back because I forgot one of Jonathan's picks, which was cool, because it's fun when you hear a band that you never heard of and, you know, somebody whose taste you respect puts it way up on their list. So The Mirrors, the band called The Mirrors, and I just sampled this and I thought, hey, this is cool. Let's play it. It's a single called On My Mind. The Mirrors. If I did my research properly, they're from Melbourne. Unless there's another Mirrors. I was a little confused on my research. But the singer, you know who he sounds like? One of my favorite bands of the last few years, Ducks Limited.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Good stuff, The Mirrors. Hope to hear more from them.
They solved the Google problem by spelling their name, at least on Instagram, they spell their name with a one instead of the I in Mirrors.
So,
you'll get the band.
Okay, and God, that's a trick.
You'll get a wholesale deal on Glass.
The streaming service has it spelled just normally. So, you got to learn those tricks, right? Okay, here's another one. Band I never heard of. And, you listen and you're like, hey, this person's on to something. The Treasures of Mexico.
Oh.
Is that cool or what?
Yeah, that is coming from Kevin.
Okay, I think I figured this out. There's a little behind-the-scenes stuff going on here, okay? So we're not going to divulge exactly how I figured this out, but I think Kevin is Jason's friend from Monona.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Kevin lives down the street from me. And he has a great Substack called On Repeat Records that everybody should check out.
And I met him when you did the video shoot.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, it was kind of funny. Like, I discovered his Substack and followed him on Instagram and reached out and stuff. And then it took us, all of a few messages to figure out that we lived... We both lived in Monona, and then we decided to, trade some stuff, and I gave him my address, and he was like, wait, you're two blocks away from me.
I mean, is that crazy or what? Like, an internet thing, he could just as well have been from Melbourne, right? Or
totally, something. I know.
I love it. So, Kevin had some great stuff, including this album by the Treasures of Mexico called Burn the Jets. And, He didn't pick a track, so I found one. This is called Beaming. That's in the podcast wheelhouse, isn't it? Jangle Pop, The Treasures of Mexico, and their Bandcamp just says England. That's where they're from. They didn't want to specify. Kind of sounds Australian to me. So,
very, very Australian.
Yeah. Really cool. Really good.
He's also a... is that Kevin? Is that? Yes. Yep. He's also a fan of the Rouge Pantalon.
Rouge Pantalon.
That band.
That's right. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh, God. He's got Yola Tango and Sweeping Promises. New Pornographers that we didn't really address.
True.
He liked the Drop 19s album, too. Oh, just great stuff. Awesome. Okay. What do we got next?
I'm going to have to cut out so I can go do bedtime. I'll try to sneak back on if I can.
All right. Hope to talk to you soon, Jason. Thanks.
All right. You bet.
So we're going to go to another of Kevin's picks, Sea Blight. Right? We talked about Sea Blight this year. And,
yeah, introduced everybody to Sea Blight.
I thought you introduced me to it, like, with the previous album, but I'm not even sure now.
I don't know. I just remember you like them a lot.
Kevin had them at number 8, and Jorge had them in his no particular order. I thought it was a cool album. Bay Area band, part of that whole cool Bay Area scene, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the album was called Lemon Lights. So let's see. I think I picked a track. Let's listen to Frozen Strawberries. Sea Blight, Lemon Lights is the album. And pretty consistent album. Lots of fun stuff. I kind of like murky vocals like that. What do you think? It's like some people will hear that and say, how come you can't hear the singing? You know, and I kind of like it sometimes when they mix it so that the vocals have to fight to be heard over the guitars. Kind of fun. And it's not that their vocals aren't good either. It's just it's a fun mix. So,
yeah.
Okay. I think I'm up to, that's half of our picks. We're moving right along here. Maybe we'll be able to finish while you're still awake, David. We're recording very late David's time. He's been very accommodating on his Eastern time schedule.
It's getting a little late.
Okay, we got to keep it exciting.
Long enough, we might get Jason back, so who knows.
Right. Okay.
So who you got next?
We've got Daughter.
Oh.
Which, so I remember like several years ago really liking an album by Daughter. And then they kind of just sort of disappeared. But now we've got two listeners who recommend this album. Nick had it at number 5, and Greg had it number 2. So, and I didn't even know they put out an album this year. So they're under the radar now. The indie rock press did not promote this enough. I'm going to blame the indie rock press.
Good. I think you should.
But I'm listening to this, and obviously I didn't have time to listen to the whole album, but kind of sampling it, I thought, yeah, that's a good band, you know? So this year's album was called Stereo Mind Game, and here's a track called Dandelion. That's Daughter. Pretty good, right?
Yeah. Subtle and nice.
Stereo Mind Game. An album worth checking out. So people are going to have so many albums to check out now, it'll be just overwhelming. It's an embarrassment of riches.
It's true. And if they could see the full list with even the ones that we're not even talking about.
Oh, my God. I just had to make it a reasonable number, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, just so much great stuff. All right. Fen Lily. I know that Chris and I really liked the previous Fen Lily album, and then we never got around to talking about this one this year. I didn't even get a chance to listen to it. I don't know about Chris. He can let us know. But she put out an album again this year called Big Picture. Do you have any Fen Lily history, David?
I do not, but I noticed that she was in Brooklyn a couple weeks ago. I think it was sometime in December. She did 3 concerts at 3 different venues, and some of the people I thought of were just like, you know, insane concert aficionados, people who go, you know, who see like 60 shows a year or something.
Yeah.
they were at these shows, and it was interesting, and they were raving about them, actually. And what was interesting was I guess she has 3 albums out, and she did in full. Well, maybe not in full, but she did music from each of the 3 albums at each of the 3 venues. So, if you were, in other words, if you If you were a fan of the second album, you would go to Union Pool. And if you were a fan of the first album, you would go to, whatever the other venue was.
Oh, that's pretty great.
it was a sequence. A rolling dinner party or something.
It's like a mini Yola Tango series, kind of, right? If she's not repeating tracks.
They just mix it all up. They give you, something from every era, every night. But yeah, this was very, very carefully curated.
All right, let's listen to a track.
Right. So,
Big Picture is the album from Fen Lily, and here's a track called Lights Light Up. Fen Lily.
That's really great.
Good stuff. And that's on Felix's list, which was not... Oh, yeah, his number three. Felix's number three. There you go, Fen Lily. Somebody had to pull that one out, and I'm glad he did.
Yeah, I think I need to go back on this one.
All right, next we have Nation of Language, which
A Craig favorite.
Yep, it's a Craig favorite. It was Greg's number one album. And Jonathan picked a song from it, which is one of his top songs. And it was Nick's number two album. So that's pretty prominent, right?
Yep.
I saw them live, and I did my usual thing, which was to say they should have a live drummer, and they don't. But as far as bands without a live drummer, they pull it off pretty well. But still, they should still have a live drummer, though. I think there's pretty much a consensus pick here for the catchy track, and that is Soul Obsession.
Mm-hmm.
Finally I feel it fading. Walk me
That's Nation of Language, the album's Strange Disciple. So I think as they were composing that, they were thinking, okay, we've got a really catchy track going here, but if we really want to hook the Will's Band listeners, we got to have a little talk singing part in the middle. So they added that in, and then they got us for sure. So there you go.
I'm sure they got you because they sound a little like New Order. So,
yeah, NOMD. Yep. Fun band.
My neighbors.
So, probably, what, two blocks away, right? Just like like Jason and Kevin, right?
Yeah, they were featured in the New York Times Metro section on how they spend their Sunday afternoon. And, you know, they were just down the way in Brooklyn here. Actually, they're in a totally different neighborhood, but
close enough.
I recognize where they were hanging out.
They'd probably, if you asked them, would they come to your backyard barbecue?
They might.
You'd think they would.
They weren't busy touring. They do a long tour.
So Nation of Language is another Craig favorite, and now we're going to go to another Craig favorite, which is Floodlights.
Yes.
So the listeners clearly realize that Craig's the tastemaker of the podcast, I think.
They do. I think I should read here. Because Brendan has chosen this as his number one.
Right.
And they are his compatriots.
Right.
And he has a very interesting, he has a little paragraph on it. What does it say about Australian music when I'm introduced to this band on an American-based podcast by an Englishman?
Right. I love it.
It opens big, sounds live, raw, and inspired by the best of Australian 80s pub rock. I would love to see them. It's sweaty but sound, but it's really original and hard to choose just one track. There's a lot of talent in the band, and it captures a hot Australian essence.
I love it.
So for hot Australian essence, we go to Floodlights. I saw them in Austin last year.
Yeah, I missed them, and I know that
fabulous.
Was that the
absolutely the hit of the day?
Was that the Australian showcase? There was a bunch of Australian.
I was actually there because they came on before Soft Cult, and I really wanted to see Soft Cult, and Soft Cult was fine, but Floodlights, oh my god!
Craig was talking them up beforehand, and then I don't think they did anything to lessen his enthusiasm when he saw them. And then Craig saw them at the Volkswagen Beetle Festival or something like that.
Right. Right.
Oh, I love it. It's so great. All right. I think we had a track picked for us, and that is called Lessons Learnt. Another one where they put in a talk singing part just for us, right? Floodlights. Another one that I missed and I'd like to see. Painting of My Time is the album. All right, now we have another Australian band. And this one I saw in Austin. This is RVG.
Uh-huh.
And
also on Brendan's list.
This is Brendan's number 3, and somebody else had it on there. No, I guess just Brendan. But I was thinking, you know, RVG is worthy, and this is a band that I saw in Austin at, we know the legendary venue, Lazarus Brewing, right?
Yeah, so there's I did not see them, but they were definitely in the running on this year, their record.
There's a radio show, I believe, in San Antonio called Music for Listeners.
Right.
And they put on, every year down in Austin, I hope they keep doing it, at this brewery with picnic tables outside in the afternoons at Lazarus Brewing. They put on, they have great taste, so they find bands that are, you know, that are in South by Southwest showcases, and they just say, hey, you want to come over here and play? And a bunch of them, a bunch of cool mm-hmm. ones say, sure. And so RVG was one of them. You know, it's the kind of band that it's really kind of meant to be heard in a nightclub at night, probably rather than at a picnic table outside during the day. But I just felt like so lucky to get to see them, and it was really cool. So, and then I really liked the album. I think this is another Craig favorite too. I mean, Craig, like, he just basically owns the podcast today, I think. But anyway, I think I went off the grid a little bit, and I picked a different track than Brendan picked. So sorry, Brendan, but I wanted to feature this song, which
you're the reason, and you're going to play something else.
Yeah, I'm going to play Midnight Sun. Here we go. The listeners, you'll have to listen to the album and decide if I got it wrong, but here we go. RVG, the album Brainworms.
Great album. That's one of my favorites, and the other is the one Brendan picked, which is actually called You're the Reason We Can't Have Nice Things. the greatest chorus.
Yeah.
So good.
Yep. That's it's a Melbourne band, right?
Melbourne, yeah.
Frequenters of Nicholas's Backyard Barbecue, we can presume. All right, so yeah. We've got a few now that are barely, like, never mentioned on the podcast. And so this next one, I've heard of this. It's called Far Caspian. Do you know anything about Far Caspian? Any familiarity at all?
Nope. Not a thing. I remember there was a band, Caspian. But I don't know. Was there a band, Caspian? Yeah, I think there was.
Well, let's get the bio here. Far Caspian is from Leeds, UK, and I think the guy is like a producer, you know, that kind of deal. Mm-hmm. His name is Joel Johnston, and usually whenever I hear there's an album by a producer, I kind of think, this is probably totally unfair, But then I kind of feel like it's too focused on just the production, and that maybe that's like maybe I don't give it a fair shake or whatever. And you know, it sounds like a producer trying to make cool sounds, but maybe the album, maybe the songs aren't that great, you know. But I was sampling this Far Caspian album, and I thought, yeah, I think this guy's like legitimately cool musician. And I started sampling, and I thought, okay, we got to play something by this on the podcast. And so let's see. It was Walter's number two, and we got to Walter. He was like one of our last contributors, and he had some great stuff on there. And some of it, a bunch of it, we had already talked about. And mm-hmm. then he gets to his number one and two, and it's like, oh wait, we got to check this out. So. yeah, Far Caspian, the album The Last Remaining Light. And okay, let's see. I don't think I did this on purpose. I might not have picked the track that he wanted to pick. Let's see. Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, that is a track. I think it is. Pet Architect. Check this out. And I wish Jason was here because it has this it sounds like Montreal post-punk kind of on this track. Far Caspian. I think that's really cool. The whole album doesn't have that same kind of vibe necessarily, but it's all good quality from the sampling that I did. And I think I misspoke. If I said Montreal, it's not Montreal, it's Calgary post-punk, right? It's Chad Van Galen and Women and whatever, that guitar style. Really cool. But boy, I really want to check out this guy. Far Caspian.
Walter is he's described himself as a senior citizen rocker, so I can identify with that.
Love that.
It's actually an interesting list because the bottom of his list is mostly the usual suspects, people that you know we've talked about: Rat Boys, Pale Hound, Bar Italia, Wednesday. And then his top three. Number three is Hello Mary, who I think you saw in Austin. I did not see them.
That was Chris's top pick. Yeah. Yep.
Chris's top pick. Oh, okay. Yep.
This is number one.
Number two, Far Caspian. And number one is Chicago's own Cusp.
Right.
Does not appear on anybody else's list. That's
right.
His number one pick.
So I don't know. He's arguably the coolest list. But we could make an argument for everybody as being the coolest list. But,
absolutely.
God.
Absolutely. Everybody's cool.
Love it.
In their own way.
So everybody check out Far Caspian. It's very worthy. And Jason, he had to put the kids to bed. I thought maybe the cat would drag him back into the studio and he'd come back. But he'll listen to this, and he'll listen to Far Caspian, and he's going to like it. So that's great. Okay, Cusp, you mentioned Cusp. You know, we talked about them on the podcast, and then I forgot about them. It's kind of weird. Like, we listen to so many things over the year, and I kind of feel bad when I – because I I went back and I was like, wait a minute, this is a really good album. Yeah, it reminded me of those great loud rock bands from Connecticut, Avlav, and who's the other band with the same member as Avlav? Forgetting it now. Anyway, Cusp is like that. Like it's like they've got the Dinosaur Jr. guitars, but they've got some really cool tuneful songs and melodies, and it's great. So Cusp, they had an album called You Can Do It All, and that's the number one album from Walter. And how cool can it be that your album is called You Can Do It All, and then you have a track called You Can't Do It All? So that's what we're gonna play. Cusp. That's Cusp. We need to hear more from Cusp. I'm calling out Cusp for more music.
Absolutely.
That is great stuff.
All right. I did my research, and Avlav is Steve Hartlett and his brothers, and his other band is, in fact, Stove.
Right. I found it, too. Music journalism, as we were playing that. Stove.
We know that.
Which one? Now I can't remember which one I saw at South by Southwest 2019, I think I saw Stove. And they had one gig, and it was like at 1:20 in the morning. It's like, oh, God. And yet it was great. So, all right. Okay, you know what? Like, one of our most devoted listeners is Jerry, right? And he, I think we featured a bunch of Jerry's tracks last year. Because he was one of the three or four who responded, so this year he had a whole bunch of great suggestions, of course, as usual, and so I picked out a couple. So I love it when there's something I've just completely never heard of. So I don't even know how you pronounce this. The band is, if it was two words, it'd be They're Done. But it might be like Theradone, because it's one word. And am I right? This is from Japan?
Yep.
And then it looks like it should be High Voltage of Noise is the album, except that on my streaming service it says High Voltage of Noise. So it's like spelled wrong or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's spelled right in some places and spelled wrong in others. So I don't even know what's going on with that.
And it doesn't matter, because it's good, right? So Jerry always finds some cool, noisy, shoegazy things. And
shoegaze. Can't beat it.
And this is really cool. So I'll call it They're Done. And This is called Set Visibility. And this is the high voltage mix. I don't know what the low voltage mix sounded like, but this one's cool. Had to let that one go for a while, right? That is Theradone or Theradone from Japan, and
excellent recommendation.
That's so cool.
Listening to the rest of this album, and I already have like 3 or 4 songs that I really like, and I haven't even heard the whole thing.
That's great. So we should thank Jerry again. Jerry sent us a message saying that he's such a great supporter of independent music, and I want to give him a shout out for that, right? Says he purchased over 600 songs released in 2023, most from Bandcamp. So, yep, there you go. Indie rocker through and through.
Absolutely. Now, I'm really curious as to how he heard about Theradone.
Mm-hmm.
I look them up. They have exactly 203 monthly listeners on Spotify.
That's so great.
And they're from Japan.
Yeah.
Somehow, right. Somehow they made their way.
Some guy from St. Louis found them.
Yeah. I think that's great.
Oh, I love it. That's
now,
so great.
Now we know about them.
Just thank you, everybody.
They might be on my 2024 list if they put out a record.
You know, here's the thing. If they come out playing that with 4 or 5 people in a band with a bunch of pedals and a live drummer, and they just go wild, it would just be unbelievable, right? Or they could come out with a guy with a laptop. So which would be better? I just want to make a suggestion there.
We know which would be better.
All right.
Question is, are they good? There's some people out there who are good enough, who are so good that they can come out with just the laptop and blow you away. So
they have to be pretty good.
You don't necessarily agree with that, but
so maybe along those lines, I noticed there was not a Sydney Gish New Year's Eve or New Year's Day release. Does she have something coming out?
Didn't Chris mention something about how long it's been?
Yeah, I think so. I think
accusatory Sydney Gish statement about, it's been 2 years or 3 years or whatever. Yeah.
She's kind of a podcast favorite, so come on, people. Let's do it.
All right.
So we had 18 songs on the playlist, and we can't go forever, so we're up to number 18. And I decided that this would be appropriate to close it out. Jerry had this on his list, and I thought, for me, this would have been one of my top singles of the year. Easily top 5. I don't usually try to do that, try to rank actual songs, but I just love the song so much, and I think I loved it because it harkens back to when I was in my 20s and back in in the 80s, and my favorite band probably at that time was Cocteau Twins. It's so dreamy and kind of abstract. You couldn't understand any words, but there was just something about it that struck a chord with me. And so this new band called Deary, they've got an EP out now. I think it's got 6 songs. It's called Fairground, and I guess it's called the Deary EP. But the song that just really like blew me away is called Fairground. And so if you're a Cocteau Twins fan from back in the 80s, you hear this, you're just like, oh, they've come back. It's like, here it is. It's just so good. So we're going to play it. Thanks, Jerry, for giving me an excuse to play it. I love it. The EP is a little uneven. It's got like 2 or 3 other tracks that are really good and a little bit uneven, but they're kind of early in their development. So I have, and this song is just enough to, this song is enough to keep me a fan for a couple of years at least. So, Fairground by Deary. Here we go. Deary. Well, what did we say?
Yeah, they got my vote.
We had like 100 songs recommended. We featured 18. I hope we did the listeners justice. Oh, God, it's so good. Like, listen to all that. And like I said, like, I don't know if we can beat that. It's just great. So can we hold on to the listeners for one more year? That's the goal, right?
Yeah. I think, if enough people hear that we're giving, airtime to the emailers, that just is going to stimulate more email, right?
Let's hope.
Next year we might get 20 lists.
Yeah. Tell all your friends, you know. What if we start getting bad lists? What are we going to do then? Definitely has not happened. Like, everybody's list is just great.
How could that happen? Because the people who listen obviously have taste.
That's
or they
true.
Wouldn't listen it.
And they wouldn't send a list unless...
By definition, they're going to be tasteful.
They're not going to send a list to like just some random podcast they don't care about at all, right? So they must they must have bought in. You know, another one that... let's mention a few that like we didn't... That were on people's list that we didn't mention. Those albums by The National, I kind of feel like they were pretty good. And I didn't give them enough time. Like, well, the first one... I forgot. The second one is Laugh Track, right? The first one, I barely listened to Laugh Track, and the one before that, I was like, this is kind of legitimately decent. And I feel like if I listened to the second one, I would conclude the same thing. It's actually pretty good quality if you give it the time. So we should give them some credit.
We got some veterans on here that we didn't get to. You know, we didn't play any Yola Tango. We didn't play any Slow Dive.
Right.
We didn't play any. They don't need our any new pornographers. They don't really need our publicity.
That's true.
People know they're out there, but they did make the listener lists. Absolutely.
And Felix had one of your favorites, Caroline Polachek, as his number one.
That is true.
And then
he had a very short list.
Another one we haven't really listened. We haven't really talked about Joanna Sternberg, which has gotten a lot of good indie rock press, but I just haven't had enough time to listen to it, so I can't do it justice. There was a Ladytron album that Greg mentioned. Remember Ladytron? They were from like, I don't know, 2007 or something. So that's kind of fun. There's so much stuff here. It's just fantastic. So I want to thank everybody. I mean, I'm just like really just shocked at what a great response we got. So thanks everybody for sending those lists. And if anybody wants to send us another one and conceding that you will not make the 2023 listener podcast, maybe you'll make 2024. You could send us a list now. We'll establish that you're cool and you have great musical taste. Then we'll be looking for your 2024 list, right? How's that for motivation?
That's right.
willsband@yahoo.com. It's not cool to have a Yahoo address, I know, but hey, it's cool. What? Good enough, right? It works.
That's right.
It's like you can't, not everybody can have a Gmail. It's a Gmail, come on. Gmail's not that cool.
It'll work for now. Next year, we'll have so many lists that we'll have to create a separate email address just for lists.
Right. willsband@top10lists.com. We'll have to make up one up because it'll be, they won't be able to handle the volume. Like Yahoo, it'll be too many gigabytes.
Yeah, it's going to melt servers.
Okay. All right. David, thanks for staying up late. And thanks to the listeners. And this is just awesome. I don't even know what order these are going up. So I don't know. We'll have more podcasts and more fun. We'll get into 2024 soon.
Right, it's the dreaded January lull now.
You know that Craig
from new names.
Craig has already found a band that has an album coming out January 5th. So we're going to be like a few weeks late on that, but that's a good start. So
2 days away. All right.
All right. Thanks, everybody. We will talk to everybody again next week with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night. The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you each week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, with correspondents from the United States, Canada, England, and Australia. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. All of our episodes can be found at willsband.net. To contact us, send email to willsband@yahoo.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.